The group says DTE Energy's Monroe Power Plant put 660 pounds of mercury into the air in 2010, the biggest contributor toward the 2,253 total pounds of mercury emitted by Michigan coal-fired power plants. Michelle Hesterberg is a federal field associate for Environment Michigan. She says mercury pollution is a big problem.
Estimates show that 1 in 10 women of childbearing age has enough mercury in her bloodstream to put her child at risk should she become pregnant.
Hesterberg says mercury emitted by power plants returns to Earth in rain or snow and gets into our lakes and waterways, where it builds up in fish and enters the food chain. John Osterberry is a spokesperson for DTE Energy, which operates the Monroe Power Plant. He says work to install equipment to comply with more stringent proposed environmental regulations has been underway at the plant for more than 10 years.
All of our plants are operating in full compliance with the current regulations, and we fully intend to meet the new regulations.
Osterberry says DTE Energy is spending about $2 billion to make sure the Monroe Power Plant meets any new EPA regulations. Environment Michigan says the plant ranks 14th in the nation in mercury emissions. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.